And welcome to the next iteration of Behind the Beer WNC. My name's Patrick Pohl, joined by Lewis Mike Anderson and Carson Jones. Missing today, Derek Green. This saga must continue, and my job that I do for making a living forces me to drive all over Western North Carolina, so I've had a unique perspective of everything in the listening audience has been experiencing, and obviously it's been quite devastating, and we're very sensitive to that. We bantered back and forth about how and when we should come back on with the podcast, but ultimately it seems like schools are getting back into football, trying to get some sort of normalcy, some sort of distraction, and we hope we can provide that. But please be aware, we are sensitive very much to everything everybody's endured with the storm and the hurricane. And we're very sad for anybody that is struggling with that issue and the devastation that it's brought. But in the meantime, we do want to talk about some stuff that's coming up because the school systems were given permission to begin, if, correct me if I'm wrong, gentlemen, voluntary football practice as of this past Monday. Is that y'all's understanding?
It was yesterday, yeah. And I will say one thing. I mean, as soon as the text come out from the coach, it was a huge relief at the house. Everyone was celebrating. I mean, so this is a good thing.
Yeah.
For me, I think we talked about it in the group text. I was not sure Buncombe County would play football this year. I thought maybe we were done.
Yeah, I thought we also were. Austin was like, hey, I've already played my last game.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, for the seniors that are out there, I have that feeling, too. You would obviously feel for them in this situation. But, you know, yeah, everybody's kind of...
Listen, as seniors, your freshman year was lost to COVID.
That's true.
Correct.
And your senior year is a natural disaster. Lewis and I both have seniors, and listen, it can't be tough on any senior student athlete.
Indeed.
We're just happy to be here, and we are ready to talk about some football.
Yes, and the idea of this podcast, in case you're just newly joining us, is this is primarily for the entertainment of Carson, Lewis, Mike, myself, and Derek. We put it out on Facebook, and for some reason, other people trying to listen every now and then, I guess they're entertained by it, too. I can't imagine why, but it seems they are. Go figure. I mean, I will offer this in my experience with being going on with the storm. Over at the neighborhood, you know, even the landing pad was spared, thank goodness.
The landing pad.
But we don't have any water, and I've been bathing in the creek, literally, Biltmore Lake.
What about your new pool back there that Mike reported?
Yeah, well, no, that's a baby pool that I just kind of try to sponge bath off in because I got in trouble for actually bathing in the creek behind a neighbor's house.
Now, can we
earlier in the week?
You have power back, right?
We have power, no water.
Can listen at Pat's neighborhood? They have everything,
of course. can we set up an OnlyFans where we can watch you in the baby pool?
There were people trying to get video of the spectacle that I was putting on back behind the neighbor's house. And the HOA has already issued a fine, I think, for my presentation. But I've got my redneck on. I mean, take a look at the beard, gentlemen. I mean, it's coming beautifully.
Can we talk about some facial hair at the table?
Gosh, Pat's got a...
Yes.
He's got a trailer. He's got a white trash beard for sure.
He yes. does. He does. Yes, I have never seen Pat look like this.
He tried to grow one a few years ago. Mary made him shave it off. I thought it looked good.
Now, but Mike, I mean, the most impressive one here now, the biggest change during all this is Carson.
Oh, my.
It's true. I didn't know a 19-year-old could grow so much facial hair.
he actually looks like a man finally.
I've had family members. They're like, are you going to shave? You know, and I said, I will not shave until I have water back at the house. I don't know what it is, but it's me versus the water system at this point.
Derek did not show up today because his beard is not coming in as nice as y'all's. That's why he's not here.
Yeah, it's true.
Is his new name Patchy?
Yes.
But Lewis saying that I look like a real man, I will say that was what a compliment to be given from Lewis.
That, I mean, even after the Hallmark stuff.
Congratulations on finally hitting puberty.
We don't have to talk about the Hallmark.
Carson watches Hallmark movies. I can't even say it.
Okay, I did watch one, and it was because there was one filmed at the Biltmore Estate that my wife put on.
And cried at the end.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I was watching. I was watching a football game on my 6-inch cell phone. And it was a big game, and we had the Hallmark on the big screen. But if anybody's out there in a relationship or has kids or whatnot,
all of us at this table,
You sacrifice things for people, for those you love. And I, you know,
I wouldn't call it a sacrifice for quality time on the couch, but whatever. I mean, Whitney, I hope you're listening.
I can't win. I cannot win, but no, I'm also glad to be back here. I did not know when the next time, and like Pat said, we all struggled with, you know, when was the appropriate time, but with us coming back, football's back. I know they mentioned, you know, seniors and whatnot. I'll never forget my sister. She was at Reynolds. I think they were number one ranked team in the state. They had a couple girls going to SEC, ACC. Their season just got ended, and it was
because of COVID.
And it was just a big, what if, you know, what if they could have played? What if? And so I just love that, high school athletics, and Pat joked about people listening. It's like, people do care, and people are trying to get the kids back into school. They're trying to do what's best. Obviously, everybody's got an opinion, but someone made the decision that football is going to be played, and I think that what an awesome decision to give these kids an opportunity, if they can, to play.
Listen, this is a little sense of normalcy for the kids.
100%.
For the parents. Listen, it gets them off the couch. It gets them with their teammates, practicing, exercising. I don't think there's anything negative about playing football right now.
No, with all that, though, remember, cologne, deodorant, none of us are having showers on a regular basis right now. Right. So, yeah.
I did ask Mike before the podcast. I said, Mike, is there – he's like, anything you need? I said, could I borrow some deodorant?
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, of course you can. Yeah. So yeah, what a treat it is to be back with these three smiling faces. I, Pat, I just cannot. I might post a picture on Instagram of Pat, a selfie of Patrick.
Yes. Grizzly Adams Pat.
Of course, Mike and I look like normal.
Normal. Yeah. Yes, we look normal. But I actually trimmed my beard the other redneck. Day.
Look at me.
I trimmed my beard before I went to Indiana to spot this weekend. Wow. Listen, don't try to leave on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock and take this backwoods Cherokee across the park. Don't do it. I sat there for 2 hours trying to move a football field.
Wow.
I know I've been given a hard time about my traffic statements in the past. Yeah. Traffic is, there's a lot of people.
It's a lot different now.
It's a lot different now. And I guess that's because there's, you know, there's places that aren't working and whatnot. But, you know, traffic is an absolute real thing. So as you guys head to these games, which we're going to discuss, make sure you leave in ample time.
I'm just happy we're back having some high school football.
Absolutely.
Man, so excited. So excited.
You know, speaking of that, Mike, you know, they have the rule where you have to
be
in school to practice or have a game, right? I mean, obviously you see the intent behind that rule, and it was good to see that they obviously acknowledged at the state level that what's going on here is a little bit of a different animal. And you think if you can get bottled water out there to the practice fields and they have power, there's really no reason not to have to have practice.
You don't even need power to have practice.
Yeah. Yeah. A great thing about this time for like people like Mike and I, rules don't really matter a lot.
Pat, rules matter a lot. And Carson definitely a rule follower just like Pat.
I tend to follow more rules than I break, but I have realized that sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
For sure. You may be coming over to the dark side.
I've learned that from my two Anderson comrades.
Yeah. So listen, we got the MAC schedule. We put it on our Facebook page. I got to thank Coach Pruitt from Irwin. He sent that to us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We are so happy to see the MAC back. We had a little bit of a discussion in our text thread. Some of us were thinking maybe it's not the time to have a podcast. Some of us were thinking it was the right time. Once Coach Pruitt sent that, I think we all realized it's time. We're playing this week. Let's have a podcast. Let's talk about these student athletes that are playing. And
we, you know, just the fact that Coach Pruitt, and then there's been other staffs, the Cougar staff, you know, just those staffs acknowledging, you know, how big of journalism and media members that we are. I mean, it's like Mike said, it's, you know, we're official. We've made it. You know,
we've made it. Coach Pruitt thinks we're part of the deal.
Coach Pruitt, I mean, he has solidified. Yes. We have made it.
You realize, gentlemen, we have made exactly 0 cents dollars. In fact, we paid to do this podcast.
That's okay. For sure. That's okay. We're now part of the journalism community.
Are we?
Of high school football in Western North Carolina.
We are in.
We're in.
It's like that scene in Shakespeare in Love, that movie that the actors, they get paid from the profits, and there never are any profits. That's us. Yeah. We are that.
Oh, group. We're definitely non for profit,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, not for any revenue of any kind.
We're actually pay to talk.
Yes, pay to play.
Yeah. Pay to play.
So listen to this. There was a game last week. I don't know if y'all knew this, but West Henderson played at Pisgah last week.
Yeah.
West wins 27-24. Pisgah, they were my pick to win the conference.
They were my pick as well. And Wes Henderson, shout out to Mills River for stepping up and coming through with a big victory. Yeah. I mean, that's a big win, and that's probably going to hold some weight towards the end of the season with some conference standings.
We've said all along at the Mountain 7, you're probably going to lose at least one game and win the conference. I'm rethinking that. I'm thinking Franklin may go undefeated in that conference, may go undefeated for the season and head to the playoffs. Undefeated.
Well, right now, the only ones that have not lost a game so far are Tuscola, who we'll get into. They're playing tonight against Franklin. Franklin and Wes Henderson. So
undefeated in that conference.
Yeah.
Pisgah 1-1. They got some work to do. Smoky Mountain 0-1. North Henderson hadn't won a game. They're 0-2. East, same way, 0-2. So that's that Mountain 7. That's going to be an exciting time to see who
and
wins
I,
that
I
conference.
Do know. I saw where, you know, it seemed like there was a lot of community support at the game. So, and I think that's a big thing of bringing people together. We've obviously seen how many good people there are, no matter what you read or what you hear. There is some good people, and there the community, absolutely, it's something that can bring it together, and I don't think that's ever a bad thing.
I mean, I agree. I think people want to get out. They need the distraction. We are all somewhat brain dead from what's going on. I mean, a lot of stress on all of us to get to go watch a football game. That's a great release.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we'll talk about the Mountain 7 standings in the MAC. Irwin and TC and Reynolds all 1-0. Inca, North Buncombe, McDowell all 0-1. Asheville has yet to play a conference game. So that race really just heated up. Irwin, TC, Reynolds, Asheville. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, those four teams, I don't even know who's the favorite at this point.
Have we talked about how many games are left now?
No, we've not really broken it down, but it appears there's four games left.
Okay.
So all of the MAC teams are getting their four games in.
So theoretically, like, Asheville could kind of benefit from this.
Well, and we can double check it, but I don't believe that Asheville and Irwin are playing now.
Okay.
Which I think is unfortunate.
Yeah, because we definitely, at Owen, we have a modified schedule.
It's a modified schedule, yeah. Obviously, due to everything. But I still, you know, Asheville is still getting TC.
Asheville does not play Irwin.
They do not play Irwin.
They play TC, Reynolds, McDowell. I'm sorry, TC, Reynolds, North Buncombe, and McDowell.
Okay. Yep. And so
that's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate. But I still think by the end of the season, you know, it's going to, you know, the cream will rise to the top. And it's like Pat just said, I think this is wide open for anybody now.
It seems that they made sure all the 3A teams played.
Yes.
And that's why Irwin isn't playing Asheville. Of course, Asheville and TC 4A, they're playing each other.
Yeah.
And they wanted the top 3A teams to play, you know, for playoff.
Yeah.
Playoff stuff. So, you know, we talk about the standings, and I don't know who the favorite is. Reynolds, of course, losing their quarterback, Eli Hamrick. Transferred to Crest, saw it on Twitter, like it was a scholarship offer, and then
it did look like a commitment post.
It did. Right? It was a commitment post.
I mean, we've talked.
Was it one day after the storm or was it two? I can't remember.
I think it was two.
So Cavalli Montgomery also, I noticed on his page, he transferred to Audrey Kale.
That's true.
So they've lost two talented guys. So they have to this week install an offense with a new quarterback.
Well, yeah, they do, but you also have to think, too. I mean, you have injuries on a football team. It's no different. You know, you lost Max Guest the year prior in that scrimmage against Kings Mountain, and they still went on to have a very productive season.
I think it's a big difference between losing a player to injury and someone moving away as far as, like, locker room mentality.
Well, I mean,
because at least that guy was there to, like, coach him up, help him out. This guy's not there. He separated himself from this community, which he really probably wasn't a part of to begin with. But
well, we have no idea what happened in those conversations and what led up to it, or what was involved, or who counseled who on what. And you know, it might have been the best move for Eli Hamrick to go do that, but there was clearly no idea. Mike brought it up earlier. We didn't even know if Buncombe County would play. Yeah. And the kid's obviously going to go on and play at the next level and needs to get film out. Same thing I'd say with Cavalli.
Why does Hamrick need to get film out? He's already committed.
Yeah, he's already committed. Yeah, why is that?
There's a method to the madness, gentlemen. There's such a weird recruiting role. They need to do what's best for them and their families things. And who counseled who? I have no idea if the coaching staff was involved with it.
And it's all speculation on our end, obviously, because we have no idea if the Reynolds coaching staff in the community is obviously going through a whole lot right now. So and our hearts are with them, and we have no idea. And we like Pat said, we'll never put words in the Reynolds coach's mouth. We don't know if they didn't think they were going to play, and they instructed the players like, hey, it's probably the best for you. Go ahead and get an opportunity. There has been a lot of Buncombe County students that have withdrawn from all ages.
What was the number you gave today?
There was over 100 Buncombe County students that have withdrawn. And
we're not talking about athletes necessarily, just students.
I mean, just my mother-in-law's had three students in her second or third grade class at West Buncombe that have been withdrawn from her class.
Sure. And we talked earlier, if you're a split family, divorced or you never married, whatever, If I live here with no power and water, you're probably going to go live with your mom in Charlotte who has power and water and go to school.
Yeah. One of her students actually asked her, could their child come back when water gets restored? And obviously my mother-in-law does not know that answer.
Who knows?
But it's just one of those things that's...
Pat just fell off his chair. Go ahead.
It's all right. I'm right here.
And so it's just one of those things. We don't know exactly what's going on. But what I will say is I think we can agree that Reynolds will put their best foot forward. If that means giving Max the direct snap, that's what I believe will happen.
I'm going to go ahead and say Max has more than 12 carries the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, and I think there's games on Reynolds' schedule that they will still be able to just – they will be able to handle.
And this is one of the worst weeks.
If you're going to do this, this is the week for it. You're playing Inca.
100%.
You can figure it out.
Even when we went to Reynolds, we didn't like to go to the Inca game because it was going to be 60 to nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's going to be interesting, though, because what this does do, and, because of losses, what this does do is take Reynolds, which we all agreed, until they're beaten, Reynolds has been dominant for so many years. But it just makes them a little, on paper, a little bit closer to the Irwins, to the Ashevilles, to the Reynolds, to the Robertsons.
Oh, for sure. Those.
So, and all that means is more competitive football games for us to talk about. So, I Reynolds is going to be playing football, and I'd venture to say that, they'll try to be competitive in those games.
Oh, I know they will. Yeah
exactly.
They're not going to.
Let me give you the top guys and what they have left. So, Reynolds has Inca week one. They have Robertson week two, and they have Asheville and Irwin week three and four. So they got a pretty tough schedule.
That's a gauntlet. Do you guys think at this point, does AC Reynolds make the football playoffs?
Well, hang on. Let's talk about the rest of the schedule. Okay. Of course, Pat says yes. Asheville's got McDowell. They have North Buncombe. They have Reynolds, and they have TC. Asheville really needs to win. They need to beat TC to win the 4A conference, I would think.
And technically McDowell.
Yeah, and McDowell.
I think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Irwin has Robertson, they have McDowell, they have North Buncombe, and they have Reynolds. I would say Irwin has the easiest schedule of them.
And Irwin's currently at the top.
Yes.
Right, they are our number one right now.
TC has Irwin, Reynolds, a bye week, and Asheville. So they only have three games left.
And their three games are Irwin, TC, and Reynolds.
Irwin, TC and Reynolds, yes.
Yeah. So I mean, you'd argue TC's.
Wait,
got...
TC has Irwin, Asheville, Reynolds.
Yeah.
They don't play themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Irwin, Asheville, Reynolds. Ugh. TC's kind of got the gauntlet.
Well, some people predicted TC to win the conference, but I don't remember who that was.
Oh, I think you know exactly who predicted that.
That was
so. So listen, who's the favorite now? Is Irwin now the favorite?
No.
Is Pat? Hang on. Let me at least finish telling it. Is Irwin the favorite? Is Asheville the favorite to win the conference? Is Reynolds? Who's the favorite?
Obviously, I'm still sticking with TC.
TC? Carson, what do you think?
I think it's a four. This is so left-sided of me, but I can't pick a favorite right now. I do not.
No, bull crap. You have to pick someone.
Pick someone? Okay, I'm going to pick
McDowell.
No, no. I'm going to pick Asheville.
Asheville? What do you think?
Hold on, hold on. He also said he wouldn't pick Asheville for the remainder of the year because they won their first game when they picked
Reynolds. No, I got the green light to go ahead and stop trying to reverse jinx them. So
Pat, go ahead and pick Reynolds.
I'm picking Asheville.
Yeah, of course I'm going to pick Reynolds. They've got to be knocked off the top of the mountain, like we've been saying all season. So they're at the top of the mountain, and they're going to adjust. I mean, you all have admitted yourselves that Reynolds has the best coaching staff in the western half of the state. They will be able to adjust. They will be able to get people in those positions. And, you know, I know Coach Craig has been through a lot, obviously,
absolutely,
in his
yes.
house,
yes,
and we feel
has.
For him.
Absolutely.
And whether he comes back or not, I don't know. But whatever the case may be with him, there will be some sort of influence of him, you know, giving guidance to that defense.
And it's like, not that, you know, and talk about the energy and effort those kids will play for. I mean, like,
oh my.
Those kids, like, understand. Like, they're not 7 years old. They're 5 years old. Like, they're going to understand what their coach went through. And so, if not that he wasn't getting the most out of them already, but, I mean, those kids are going to play with an extra chip.
They're
going to
run through a friggin' wall for him.
We already admitted that, like, he's probably the best defensive coordinator out there, like, for real.
Yes.
And going on, I think there's no chance he doesn't come back.
Yeah, I can't speak for him. That's an awful.
His defense was already very solid.
Yeah,
the offense is what we're worried about now with Reynolds, right?
But does this free up the offense if Max Guest gets 35 carries when he was getting 8.5?
Yeah. So listen. Irwin's going to win this conference hands down. There's no chance. Yes.
Mike and Coach Pruitt got something going on.
Listen. Irwin's scoring 45 points a game. Their only loss is to Mount Heritage. They played a very tough non-conference schedule. Irwin wins the MAC conference outright.
Did you see some of the stuff that the Irwin team has been doing?
I mean, not. Yes. The volunteer stuff.
They've been serving their community. Asheville the same way. I'm sure everybody is doing something in their own
Listen,
way.
Listen, the Fairview community is trying to take care of their own.
Yes. Right? Yes. Yeah. And so it's just, I saw the picture of the Irwin guys and stuff, and I know they weren't like playing football and stuff, but you can't say, like, their team got closer. Like during this disaster and helping their community and distributing water, because I do know there were parts of Leicester that look much better than parts of the rest of Western North Carolina, and so I do know that some parts of Leicester with the people that were able to serve and others and whatnot, Coach Pruitt had those guys out there, so shout out to them. And Mike's got your guys' back. So we've got a Robertson, Asheville, Irwin, Reynolds. I mean, we've got the entire board covered at Behind the Beard. So if anybody, cries and moans that we're all riding one team, listen to this part right now. We've got four different decisions. One person will be right.
So listen.
And that's gonna be me. Sorry.
Do you think it's gonna be you?
Yeah. Not a chance.
Yeah. I think Mike and Pat have the best chance.
I think Asheville definitely wins the 4A, and I think Irwin wins 3A.
Mm. No, you think no Asheville problem. Definitely beats Robertson?
Yes, by at least two touchdowns.
Ooh. Definitely not. Side bet? I'm willing to make some money on this. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
So
you got to call Angela?
Whatever. Wow. I got to get a PO approved. If you could, let me submit it. Hang on just a second. So this week we have six games. I know normally we have nine on our calendar. We got six. Some teams on bye weeks. Lewis, do you have any idea? Have you heard anything about Owen? When are they playing?
We're playing next Saturday versus Mitchell, and then we're going to play Madison, and then we're playing Mitchell, then we are playing Rosman, then we're playing Madison. So three more games and then playoffs.
So Christ School starts back. We're not playing. We started school today, Tuesday. Not playing this week. Next week, senior night against Metrolina at home, playoffs, and then at the end of the year, after all the playoffs are done in the private schools, November 22nd, we'll be playing Asheville School. So that's what we have left as well.
Very cool that Asheville School and Christ School got together to make that game happen, because we all went to it last year. Special event. It's just one that you probably need to go to, just to how much history and what the turnout actually is. I mean, it's as big of a turnout as Reynolds Asheville.
Sure. It's usually on a Saturday, and but this is a Friday night. I still think there's going to be a ton of people there.
Yeah.
It's Carson's birthday. Y'all can come celebrate.
It is.
Is this next Friday?
Is he turning 18?
November 22nd. November 22nd. Not next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday is senior night.
So I will not be turning 17.
Not 17?
I'm 1 year closer to you, Patrick.
Well that, there's still quite a gap between you and I, Carson.
Like 40 years.
I think
years.
Physically I could be your father. Without a doubt.
Physically?
How old are you?
I'm going to be 55 in March.
Oh, definitely.
You definitely you could be his granddad.
No, you could not. No, you could not.
Y'all want to talk about this week's games?
At least we can stop talking about how old I am.
What about the standings? Where are we at so
far? Sure. So the picks, Derek has a one-game lead. He's 27-19. Lewis, 26-20. Third place is Mike. Listen, I had a strong start. I've been fading ever since. 23-22. Pat's 22-23. Carson, I don't know if he's got any picks right yet. He's 19-27.
Well, yep.
Yeah, I've come falling from grace.
What was that clip from last year? I know I'm the football guru.
I'm going to get absolutely hammered. That's my favorite.
I've been hammered off the Instagram comments. They're like, I mean, I got one that was like, damn, Carson, you're struggling, huh, bro? It's like, for sure. I'm not intentionally getting them wrong, bud.
You're not?
No. Oh, okay. I'm trying my best.
So listen, let's start this week off. We have Asheville, 2-1 overall, traveling to McDowell. I want to put this out there. It seems like the MAC games are being played at McDowell and TC. They're the two schools with water.
Yeah.
So some of these games played at neutral sites. Asheville at McDowell, obviously not a neutral site. McDowell getting 37.5, so Asheville definitely the favorite here. Asheville scoring 26 a game while giving up 17. Meek Slidell only averaging 57 yards a game, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Is this opponent driven or is Meek Slidell just struggling? And of course, they're led by their running back Kaim Plummer. He averages 117 yards a game. Running back Josh Ellis 77 yards a game. They both have 3 touchdowns on the year. While Brown, Hayes, Williams lead the way on the defense with total tackles. McDowell 0-1 in the conference, guys. They're 1-4 overall. Their only win is against Avery County. They're scoring 29 and giving up 37. They lost to TC 60-26 on their last game, collectively rushing for 163 yards a game. Hunter Pittman leads them on defense. If you guys remember last year, Hunter Pittman was the big running back.
Player of the week.
But he is more of a defensive guy. He has a few rushes. He's not near as much of a presence on offense, but on defense, he's leading the way. So McDowell getting 37.5, Carson. What are you thinking?
With everything that's gone on right now, no one here has any idea to the extent of, like, I have no idea what McDowell's done practice-wise.
Yeah, who's been practicing?
Who's been practicing, whatnot. I'm going to say I'm going to take the 37.5 in hopes that, maybe the game, I think Asheville wins handedly. But I don't see it getting to a running clock. I think Asheville's going to work through some kinks. I think Asheville's going to be able to score at will. I don't know if McDowell's going to be able to score as many as they did against Asheville, against Robertson. But I'm going to go with McDowell with the points here.
Who'd Derek take?
Derek took McDowell.
Okay. Pat?
So am I wrong? Is this Josh Ellis's return game to McDowell?
It's that
is
his correct. Revenge game, yes.
It is. Wow, that'll be definitely
I forgot that before my pick.
And while we were talking, the downtown Asheville got water back today, so Asheville could be playing home games soon. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, but they're still playing at McDowell.
Okay. This week they're at McDowell. Yes.
So, I was interested in Court's comments here that he's ready to get back and playing football and his guys are ready and they're really eager and chomping at the bit. And you know how bad Asheville took it on the chin with this storm. I think they're going to come out hungry. I'm going to take the Cougars to get that win and cover those points.
Lewis?
I also feel like Court's going to have them ready. I mean, it is McDowell they're playing, and I'm going to pick Asheville here.
Asheville, not a high-scoring offense. They're not at all. They're a running team. They play good, solid defense. On a normal week, I don't pick Asheville to cover the 37.5. They definitely win this game. But this week, I think they're ready.
That's right.
I think they're going to come out. I think this is a running clock early third quarter. I'm also taking Asheville.
Now, how about this? I mean, Carson's over here picking Asheville to win, and then he doesn't think they have enough to get the 37 or 38.5.
You just picked them to win the conference. You don't think they can win by 37 over McDowell?
I don't think they have to.
Well, certainly not. You only have to win by one.
Exactly. Yeah. Asheville.
Hey, wait, I was told there would not be math in this podcast.
Asheville will win this game. I just don't know if they get to, I get to 38 points.
We all agree Asheville wins this game.
Yeah.
So next we have East Henderson, 0-2 in the conference. They're 3-3 overall. They're traveling to Smoky Mountain. Smoky Mountain is getting, the favorite here. East Henderson getting 29.5. East Henderson has lost their two conference games to Franklin and Tuscola by big margins. They're scoring 16 a game while giving up 26.5. They're led by their quarterback Burns, who throws it for 115 yards a game. He has 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Collectively, they're rushing for 144 yards a game and 7 touchdowns. Gabe Jones leads the way for East on defense. He averages about 8 tackles a game. Smoky Mountain is scoring 19 a game while giving up 25. They have not updated their stats, but the last time they did it after week two, running back Aiden Johnson was leading the way for Smoky Mountain. Lewis, does East cover the 29.5?
Absolutely not. Smoky Mountain's going to handily win this. It's going to be a good warm-up game, like a preseason for them.
Pat?
Yeah, I've got to go with Smoky Mountain, too. I think the folks down there in Silva are ready to see a big win, a big game. I think they're going to get it done, and they're going to cover the 29.
Who did Derek choose?
He also picked Smoky.
I'm going to go pick up a game. I'm going to pick East Henderson here.
You're not alone. I think East covers the 29.5. Smoky Mountain wins this game easily. Neither team is fantastic on offense, and I think East Henderson covers.
I'm just so glad to be on the other side of both of Carson's picks so far.
I knew that was coming at some point. I knew it. I can change that right here.
Would you like to change your pick?
No, I would like you to ask Lewis what his pick is on this next game.
All right.
No, I went first last time.
So next up is North Henderson. They're 0-2 in the conference, 2-3 in overall. At Pisgah, who's 1-1 in the conference and 4-2 overall. Of course, Pisgah lost to West last week. They're scoring 28 a game while giving up 17. They beat Smoky Mountain 31-21 and lost to West 27-24 in the conference. Of course, they're led by their quarterback, Aaron Clark. He throws it for 146 yards a game. He has 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on the year. He also rushes for 56 yards a game. Pat's pal, Landon Pope, is rushing for 73 yards a game, has 8 touchdowns, and they're led on defense by their linebacker, Carter Browning. He averages 13 tackles a game, Pat.
Indeed.
North Henderson, no stats. They did lose in conference to Franklin and West Henderson of an average score 32.5 to 9.5. So the offense not there in conference. I'm going to take Pisgah to cover here, to win and income. Go ahead, Pat.
I think Pisgah is going to win this game. But here's the thing, guys, and you two know this as well. I drove through Canton, and it's, I know it's Canton strong, believe me, with the plant and everything. But you remember the storm that hit there, what, in 21, was it, when we were doing the recording over at my house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
and Lewis and I almost went to jail.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Go ahead.
That's a good story you should
share, by
the way. It's a
fantastic story.
Yeah, not a public story.
Yeah. Right after you share the Bojangles story.
Yeah, not going to do that. So,
okay.
I drove through Canton again, and that area down there by Bearwater Brewing is obviously just, it's devastating to see what that poor town has gone through with this storm, the storm prior, obviously the plant closing. I saw the picture where they had stuff on the field and everything like that, you got a feel for Pisgah. Jeez Louise.
Here's the thing, though. They're going to have that field ready, they say. They're going to play Tuscola at Pisgah at the end of the year.
Good. That's fantastic. That's a great goal to look forward to.
Right now they're playing at Bethel, which is not a fantastic.
That's a cow field
it
out
is,
there.
It is.
I played there.
Yeah, we had a
you've
rental
played
team.
There.
Well, my kid has.
Oh, okay. Were you with us then?
I was coaching.
I was gonna say, Pat played at Bethel.
No, we played a JV game there.
We had a JV game at Bethel one time. It's literally like playing in a cow pasture,
it is.
Got one bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Pat.
I think Pisgah will win this game. I don't know that they're going to cover. I want them to cover, believe me. I know they would need to play inspired football, but they have literally just been getting the snot knocked out of them out there in Haywood County. My Lord.
Yeah, but they only lost by 3 to West.
Yeah, I know. I just where I'm at. I think Pisgah wins, but I think they're not going to cover 18.5.
I'm fading North Henderson. I'm going with Pisgah. Sorry, Mike. Okay. I'm on the Pisgah train.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We're on the same. Okay. Who did Derek pick?
Oh, Derek picked Pisgah.
All right, Lewis, you're up.
I also think, like, Pisgah's kind of back in the groove already. They played last week.
Okay, so you want to hop on board.
I'm going with Pisgah.
Okay. Well, if I lose, it's because Lewis
hopped on. At least you finally got one right.
That's funny. So next up, Tuscola playing a doubleheader of sorts. Tonight, they're at home against Franklin, and Friday, they're playing at West. Whoever makes their schedule, what are you thinking there, big guy? You got the two undefeated teams in the conference.
Well, let's talk about one thing. I mean, the second game at West is only 7. Should we bump that up some?
I don't think so. I think Tuscola comes – let's get into it.
All right.
So the first game is Franklin. They're 2-0, 5-0 overall, like we talked about earlier. Guys, Franklin's scoring 38 points a game while only giving up 8.
Yeah.
Come on now. They beat Murphy, Robbinsville, Swain, East, and North. They're led by their sophomore quarterback, Anderson Terrell. He's 25 of 50 on the year. He averages only 91 yards a game, but he has 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Their senior running back, Braden Hervey, 93 yards a game and 14 TDs. They get down close. They just give it to this guy. On defense, they have 8 interceptions, 6 fumbles, and 3 block punts. They're led by on tackles by their freshman linebacker, Garrett Young. He averages 8 tackles a game. For Tuscola, they're scoring 27 while giving up 15. Their only loss of the year was the very first game of the year to Asheville High, who we know now is a very good team. Jet Bartley completing 60% of their passes, 82 yards a game, 12 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. As a team, they're rushing for 117 yards a game, and they're led on defense by their linebacker, Walker Bolden, 10 tackles a game. They haven't, like I said, they haven't lost since week 1. Tuscola in this game getting 17.5. Lewis, who did Derek choose to win this game?
Derek chose Franklin.
Okay. Who are you choosing?
I'm going to go with Tuscola on the first game tonight.
Wow.
Cover the 17.5.
Did you already check the score or something?
I might have an inside connection.
Nice.
Carson?
I'm going to go with Franklin here. I think Franklin, Derek's got me on the Franklin bandwagon.
I'm convinced Franklin goes undefeated, wins the conference. I'm also taking Franklin. Pat?
Yeah, I'm with Franklin scoring, as well.
They're scoring a hell of a lot of points.
38 points a game and giving up 8.
Yeah, I'm going Franklin.
Whoever that guy is they give the ball to, he's doing his job.
Yeah.
How many games have they played?
5.
5 games.
They're 5-0.
14 touchdowns.
Yes.
That's not bad.
Not bad. So they're Tuscola's second game Friday night. They travel to West Henderson. Currently, Tuscola 4-1, 1-0 in the conference. West Henderson 4-2, 2-0 in the conference. West is scoring 31 while giving up 25. They had a big win against Pisgah last week. They had 2 back-to-back losses against Murphy and Irwin. They're led by their junior quarterback. We've talked about him many times, Cade Young. He's thrown for 142 yards a game. He has 8 touchdowns and 5 interceptions on the year. Listen to this stat, guys. Their junior running back, Zane McGraw, 170 yards a game and 11 touchdowns.
That's impressive.
Very, very impressive.
So West is able to generally run the football. Carson, who are you taking to win this one?
I mean, I was going to take West at first, and then now it's the second game of the week for Tuscola. West is going to abuse them, in my opinion.
You think so?
Yeah, and we can clip that. We can absolutely clip that.
You don't think Tuscola will be more ready? Like, they're ready. They're focused in. They have 2 games in 1 week.
They'll be more banged up. No, Zane McGraw will have over 170 yards. That's just my take. And I've been wrong, obviously, 27 times this year.
Whatever Carson picks opposite. Who did Derek chose?
Derek chose West.
West. Pat?
Yeah, I've got to go West.
I also think 2 games in a week is tough.
That's tough.
It's tough.
You don't think they'll be ready?
But listen, I saw Raven Gat play on Sunday and then demolish us on Friday, so I don't know that 2 games is that tough.
Yeah.
I'm also taking West.
I'd like to hear who Lewis is taking.
Lewis?
I'm also going to take West. I mean, that turnaround, how do you prepare?
Listen, it would be different if they were playing East or Inca or somebody in the first game. They got Frank, the gauntlet in 1 week.
They have Franklin and West in the same week. Now, I mean, throw Pisgah. I mean,
hey, but they win those 2 games, they're most likely conference champions.
You're midseason right here, right? So if you're in the situation and you're a coach and you know you've got this gauntlet that Tuscola is facing, yeah, you have practice, but those practices, they're probably non-contact practices. Am I safe in saying that?
Oh, for sure.
That would be your type of practice, non-contact. I think they're out there hitting. Tuscola boys are built different.
They may be, but they need to be intact to be able to play those two games. I imagine
they probably played a nine. Here's my question
for you guys.
Go ahead.
If Tuscola has a close game tonight or wins, that's obviously a different outlook.
Listen,
for Friday,
if Tuscola wins tonight, they win Friday.
Wow.
Period.
Oh, really?
Ooh. There's a statement.
Yes. If Tuscola wins tonight, they win Friday because Franklin, the best team in the conference. They beat Franklin tonight. They're fired up. They're focused in. They take care of West by two touchdowns if they win tonight.
Well, wow. Like our West Henderson listeners, that is Mike's opinion.
So, you want to talk about the game of the week?
I do.
In my opinion, obviously, this is my opinion. Irwin at TC.
Ooh.
I'm thinking about heading over to TC. We got a doubleheader. We got Reynolds and Inca at 5. Irwin TC 7:30. I mean, you get your money's worth right there.
Can I back up for a second?
Of course.
I just checked the live score. Franklin is up 14-0 already.
Yes.
So we all pick Franklin. All I said was if they win tonight, they'll win Franklin.
We did not all pick Franklin.
Yes, we did.
Mm-mm. Lewis. Mm-mm. Lewis picked Tuscola.
Oh, well. We all picked West.
There's a big L next to.
Okay. Mm. That's fine with
me. L next to Lewis. He's used to that.
Yeah. So next up, the game of the week, Irwin at TC. TC, a 3-point favorite at home. They're 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the conference. They're scoring 37 a game, but giving up 20. They haven't lost since week one when they played Watauga. They're led by their running back, Zach Swingham. He rushes for 76 yards a game. He has 6 touchdowns. As a team, they rush for 250 yards a game, and they've only attempted 13 passes all year. So out of TC, you're going to get a lot of running. On the other side of the coin, you have Irwin. They're scoring 44 a game while giving up 22. They're only lost to Mount Heritage, who, by all accounts, is a very good football team. And they're led by their quarterback, Kate Engel. He throws it for 288 yards a game. He has 17 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Michael Petty, he's their number one receiver, 129 yards a game and 10 touchdowns. And Lawson Reynolds, 95 yards a game with 5 touchdowns. On defense, Holder and Reynolds both average 9 tackles a game. Reynolds also has a fumble recovery and a blocked field goal and 4 interceptions. Lawson Reynolds is a pretty important guy over there. So TC is a 3-point favorite, Pat.
Yes.
You're definitely taking TC.
No. TC needs to grind this game to a halt. They have to get Cadening on the sidelines so long that he's taking a nap. Otherwise, this is going to be Irwin all day, in my opinion. I think Irwin, they have the offensive line. They have the offensive firepower. TC, in order to win this game, is going to have to grind and pound.
You're 100% right.
And hold these possessions for 38 minutes a drive. You know, that's the kind of thing they have to do. But I'm taking Irwin.
If you can limit Caden Ingles' possessions, limit Irwin's possessions, TC can win this game.
Yeah. It's going to have to be low scoring for TC to win.
Because Irwin's strength is not defense. It never has been. If TC can keep the ball and run it and make it, you know, you only get the ball 2 or 3 times per half, they can win this game.
Yeah, and those possessions at the halftime, like scoring right before the half and then getting the kickoff, that kind of thing, whatever that's called. I know there's a term for it. They got to maximize on that if they're going to try and beat Irwin. But otherwise, I got Irwin.
You got about those extra possessions?
I believe Irwin is too athletic, and I think they have too much offense, and I think Irwin wins. I think Irwin stops Robertson, and they win by at least 2 touchdowns.
I am going to echo everything Mike said. I think Irwin has too much offense, and I just think they're rolling. I'm going to take the 3.5 points.
Lewis, are you taking your conference champ?
First of all, Derek chose TC.
Wow. All right.
Cool. I'm going to echo what Derek said.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Very awesome.
This Friday is going to be amazing for the MAC. TC is going to take the lead in the MAC over Irwin, and Reynolds is going to lose this week. So
what?
Wow.
So is the craziest. Oh, okay. Please cut that. Clip that.
Definitely Lewis has been drinking pregame. Okay. Next up, we have Reynolds at Inca. Originally, this should have been a much bigger spread. We brought it down to 28.5 because, listen, Reynolds has lost a lot.
They've been through a lot.
They've been through a lot. They have 1 week to install a new offense with a new quarterback. We have not heard who that quarterback is. I think the opinion at this table is you were probably a Max Guest, much like they had Rico Dowdle back in the day.
When they lost to Owen?
No.
That was not when
that was not when he was the quarterback.
Oh, sorry.
He was the running back. He was the quarterback his senior year, third round of the state playoffs. Not a great thrower, but he had just escaped everything back there.
He's the best athlete.
He's the best athlete I've ever seen play in high school.
Indeed.
So I believe Max Guest will be the quarterback. He'll be taking snaps. It'll be a wild card type, a wildcat type thing. Listen, that's pure speculation on my part. I have no idea who the quarterback may be. But they're playing Inca. Inca is led by their quarterback, Trantham, 105 yards a game. He has two touchdowns and an interception. And they're led by their sophomore running back, McKinney. He rushes for 68 yards a game, and he has five touchdowns. Not a lot of offense from Inca. I think Reynolds wins. I think they win by more than 28.5. Max Guest will have more than the average of 12 carries he's been having, and Reynolds wins by a lot. I think Reynolds wins this one. Carson.
I think Reynolds gets to a running clock here.
Really? I don't think so.
I think they get to a running clock. I just think there's just too – I think it's one of those situations where Reynolds could tell Inca, hey, we're running left. I don't think Inca can stop them.
So the weakness
– you have to remember, too, the offensive line is already beat up. And it's not the same as other years.
It does not matter about the
offensive line doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, that's a great football guru statement.
Okay, I'm against
three dads here with linemen. Go ahead, Carson.
Against Inca, the offensive line, you cannot tell. It's like a banged up Reynolds' JV line would compete against Inca's starting defensive line.
I guess we're going to find out Friday.
That's fine. You said Inca was going to win, so we will see who the football guru is.
Who did Derek choose? Of course, he chose Reynolds.
Derek chose Reynolds, yeah.
Pat, go ahead and choose Reynolds.
Yes, of course I'm going to pick Reynolds. I think, obviously, Reynolds has been through hell. They had a river running down US 74 there. I mean, it's just brutal. They're going to rally. They're going to get behind their coach, and they're going to come out and they're going to play ball, and they're going to get it done. You know, I don't know who the coach or the quarterback's going to be. That's between Morgan and Laws. They'll figure that out. They'll get whoever it is up and running and do whatever they need to do. To the point about the offensive line, yes, Reynolds' offensive line is going to need to step up. You know, if you don't have the hurler that was Hamrick back there behind there, a good scramble, and you need to be able to create running lanes.
Against Inca.
Against anybody. Anybody,
bullshit.
They're going to need to step up.
That is bullshit.
They need to.
Against Irwin, Robertson, and Asheville, they for sure do.
Yes, they do.
Inca,
and they're
going
to need to do it against everybody.
You still
got to
be able to run the ball against Inca.
You got to be able to run it.
Max Guess, I think they could play with seven offensive players, and Max Guess would be able to do what he wants against Inca.
Okay, this is going to be good.
Well, all that being said, you are right, Carson. The athleticism of Mr. Guest is unprecedented. He will do very well. So will Tyven Patterson. So will Keeter. They're obviously unbelievable athletes, but they are going to need to step up and demonstrate, you know, hey, we're going to control the line of scrimmage. We're going to own things. We're going to get it done. And we're not going to make excuses. We're going to get it done.
I love when Pat gets stern.
I like it. I can't imagine being Brendan.
Seriously. Brendan, get it done.
Get it done. Get your homework done.
Get your homework done.
Which he never got his homework done, but he did get it done on the line. He did well at the line.
So, I just, listen, Reynolds rallies this week. They win.
They definitely do.
Listen, it's Inca. But the rest of the year, I think it'd be a struggle for them.
Yes, I 100% agree. This is not a Reynolds. Who is Reynolds playing pick?
Like I said earlier, I don't think Reynolds wins the conference this year.
Can I make my pick yet?
Did you not already pick?
No.
We know who Lewis is.
You already picked Inca like
Reynolds
three picks ago.
Reynolds is the best pick in the world. Best team in the world.
I mean, this just sets the stage for what's happening the rest of the year. I mean, Inca's going to win this game.
Wow.
I guess we'll see.
We'll clip that, please. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, that's our games. We're so happy that football is back. It's fantastic, and I know we're all super happy about it. So,
I am, yes. I'm very excited. So, to wrap things up, I don't necessarily have a fun question, but I do want to get back to something we talked about earlier in the podcast. There was that great big hurricane that came through a couple of years ago, and Mike and Lewis had come over to the house to record ads, commercials. Yeah. That's what it was, for the live stream for the Reynolds broadcast. So we were in my little recording studio there, and we were doing all the recordings of that, and all hell breaks out with that storm.
We had no idea
what was going on and everything, and we wrap up and say our goodbyes and whatnot, and Lewis and Mike have their big pickup trucks here in Biltmore Lake, and they need to get home, and you all have to hear this story. It's absolutely hilarious.
First of all, I parked at the Ingles.
Yes.
You did.
Lewis parked at Ingles in Smoky Park, not the one on Smoky Park, but the one near Inca Lake, where they charge twice as much because it's Inca Lake.
Right, just because we weren't allowed to park too many trucks in Pat's
because
neighborhood.
Pat, my driveway won't hold
the one on the way to Inca High School.
Yeah. Pat doesn't like his parking trucks over there. They got to be clean. You have to have shiny wheels or you can't park there.
That's not true. Your trucks literally wouldn't fit in my driveway.
Pat only told me I'm allowed to park my new Highlander there, but not my personal car. Correct. Not my 07 Toyota.
So here's the story.
Mike's got to get, you've got to get Lewis back to his truck.
Okay, so that's where it is. Here's what happens. Lewis parks at Ingles. I pick Lewis up. We head to Pat's. We record these commercials. Biltmore Oral and Facial Surgery. I'll never forget that one.
Yes, that was a good one.
Well, first of all, when you're in the bunker, you don't know anything's going on around you.
Right.
Agony. The bunker.
When you have streets of gold, you have no idea what's going on outside.
Is it true Biltmore Lake has a dome that comes over?
Yes.
Yeah,
when emergency sirens.
When it rains, it's like it's a dome. It's pretty cool. So anyway,
it's pretty cool.
We're at Pat's. We record these, and it's time to leave. Well, I mean, it's been raining, so Pat, Lewis, and I get in the truck. Listen, we may have had an adult beverage, maybe.
We won't admit to it.
Or two or three.
So we turn left out of Pat's and we head towards Smoky Park. Where the Ingles is, well, there's a long line. And I'm like, I can probably drive around this line.
Yeah, because everybody's turning right.
Right. Well, there's nowhere to turn right, but that's okay. So we drive around everybody, and there's a white truck with some lights on and a couple people in the road. We drive by them, and we drive up to the Shell station, the jet stop.
It was not a cop car.
It was not a cop car. We drive to the Shell, the jet stop.
Yes.
Well, when we get there, there's a river running through that road. What's the name of that road you turn on?
That's the Ankle Lake.
Sardis?
Sardis is there.
No, it's not Sardis.
It's the, not Ankle Lake. Actually, it is. I think it is Ankle Lake Road.
Whatever it is.
It goes up to Inca High School.
It's the main road.
It's the one after.
That comes to Smoky
Park. That's Sardis.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
Sand Hill.
Sand Hill.
Yeah.
There's a literal river in it.
It's probably like 7-8 foot deep.
Yeah, it's Hominy Creek.
So Lewis and I pull into the Shell. We're like, dang it, we got to go the other way. So I back up. At this point, I hear, roll down the window. So I roll down the window. And the guy's like, you almost hit my partner. And I'm like, what? You almost hit my partner. I said, I saw y'all back there. We drove around you. He's like, go back the other way you went. I'm like, okay. So we roll the window up. We go back the other way. We sat there for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah. Trying to go the side road.
Yes.
Near the school.
So we're in front of Biltmore Commons. It's whatever that road is. There's people getting out of their cars and peeing in the grass.
Nice.
I have a picture.
Men, of course. Yes, we have a picture. We finally get to Pond Road. We turn right. We come out at Ashell Ford and get on 240 and get home. I can't get Lewis back to his truck.
No.
How'd you get your truck?
About 1:30 that morning, I went back and got it. Once the water come down.
It was wild.
Yeah.
But it was a wild time. We thought we were going to jail at that point.
Yeah, I thought you were going to jail after you told me the story.
But
yeah, it was a good time.
It was a good time. Carson, when was the last time you almost went to jail?
Let's see. I don't know if I have an encounter like that right
Maybe
now.
It was the casino trip.
I definitely would have went to jail. I don't know. No, I wouldn't have because our driver was stone cold sober.
The general was the driver.
I would not have. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think I've had a...
Of course not. You don't even have a beard.
Oh, we have established this. Lewis,
you now
have my back.
You have a man beard now.
And I'm telling you right now, I don't know if I'm shaving when I get water back.
Oh, you should. Yes, you will. You shouldn't.
I don't know.
You'll shave 10 seconds after you get water.
You just wait and see. Hide and watch.
If you have a beard like Lewis and I, then you'll be a real man. If not, you'll be whatever you are.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Listen, we got to wrap this up. It was fantastic talking to you guys tonight.
It was.
We're
fun.
So glad that football's starting back Friday.
We hope that we brought a smile on someone's face.
I hope.
If not.
If not, like talk I to said, Patrick. Send all emails to Patrick at sspole at tacadia.com.
No, please do not do that.
Let me give you Pat's phone number real quick. It's 828.
Oh, jeez. All right, we're going to call this right now. Thanks for listening. It's been a great time. Until next time, Behind the Beard WNC is out.
Love you.